It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
You're listening to the Tigers Extra Innings Podcast. Exclusive conversations from inside the clubhouse and across the league. Your favorite Detroit broadcasters take you behind the scenes throughout the season.
Danielle LaBruce joined today by Tigers second baseman Colt Keith. Colt, today I want to take a little bit of a deeper dive into your defensive game because you've talked about this a lot lately, how on the outside perspective that was the one question in your game for whatever reason that might be. Let's go all the way back to when the Tigers drafted you. What position were you most comfortable with at the time that they drafted you, and what was kind of the message when they did select you?
Honestly, I was most comfortable pitching. Because I pitched a ton. Like, all through high school I pitched. I was a two-way on Team USA stuff and all that. But other than that, like, third base. I played a lot of third base. I played shortstop in high school. But, like, I knew third base was going to be where that I would stick in pro ball. But I would say third base going into the draft.
Just a quick follow-up to that. When did you make the transition, really, from pitching to, you know what, I'm going to stick in the league at third base, so I really have to put my focus there?
I got drafted in COVID, during COVID, and then I went to an instructional league, and after that I kind of realized, like, I got to put some work in on defense. It's not just going to come naturally to me. I think I was around 2021 or late 2020.
Okay, so you make that switch, and now you're playing second base in the big leagues. When did that switch happen for you, and what were kind of the conversations leading up to it?
Oh, that happened in AAA last year.
Yeah.
At some point in AA early last year, they kind of told me I was going to start playing half second, half third. And when I started doing that, I really started excelling at second. For whatever reason that is, I felt good with that arm slot. And seeing the ball off the bat from that angle was a lot better for me than third. And then I always had shoulder injuries the last couple of years. So, like, my shoulder is strong when it's healthy, but, like, sometimes, like, last year I would dive and it would bug me for a couple of days and I wouldn't have that same arm strength. So second was a more consistent throw for me. And then when I got to AAA, I started playing almost every day a second. And I just got better and better and better with the coaching staff, and Tram was always there with me, and I was able to really get better there in AAA.
So once you got to that AAA level and you were doing it every day, were you comfortable right when you started in Toledo, or how long do you think it took you to feel fully comfortable at second base?
I don't think I was ever fully comfortable, just because I wasn't really knowledgeable around the bases and, like, turning double plays and stuff. Like, I didn't have the mechanics down at all. They just kind of, like I said, threw me into it, and I just kind of started playing it. We did what we could in early work, but I wasn't fully prepared for it to go out there and be a big league second baseman like I am now.
And how did Tram help you through that process?
Yeah, Trim was really helpful with my footwork and my thought process, like turning double plays, the quickness of the hands and all that stuff. I mean, he was an infielder for all those years, and he's obviously been a coach for a long time now. And he kind of knows how to get inside different guys' brains. Like, stuff he would say to me, I would say wouldn't exactly work for other guys. So he did a really good job of being able to communicate with myself and being able to get through to me about second base.
And now that you are in the big leagues playing second base, you look really comfortable out there. What gave you the confidence in knowing that you could do this at the big league level?
Yeah, I think everything I've done, especially in baseball and outside of baseball, like athletically, I've been able to figure out and overcome, whether that's hitting or going up a level or, you know, base running, whatever it is. I've been able to eventually figure it out. I feel like I sometimes when I get nervous, I tighten up and I lose some athleticism, but as I start getting into it, I loosen up, and, you know, same thing on the hitting side. Every time I get called up, I suck for a while, and then I slowly figure it out. I wish that wasn't the case, but it always happens. I loosen up, and then I start getting my swing back, and I start loosening up and being able to hit balls with extra velocity. It's the same thing in the field. Once I played there every day and I got comfortable and realized, like, I'm a fine fielder, like I'm not hurting the team here and I can actually help the team. Then I started loosening up and making diving plays, increasing the range, helping my arm slot get really good from that low arm slot a second. So, but it's been really fun over there.
The communication is probably more with Javi Baez during a game, but Spencer Torkelson too. How have the three of you kind of worked together and how have they helped you just to be more comfortable playing in this situation here in Detroit?
Yeah, Javi and Tork both have really good instincts. So they kind of help me when they can about like, you know, hey, they might bunt here, or hey, if they bunt, you need to be here, or if they steal, we're going to do this. And, you know, we all three really want to win. So when it comes down to like the ball being in play, like we scream at each other, we know what we're doing, we're all usually on the same page. And I think that's the most important thing, is just being on the same page.
And then just one last question for you, and I want to go to the hitting side just for a minute. You talked about how you feel like you suck when you first get called up, but you make those adjustments. And when you signed the deal with the Tigers over the offseason, Scott Harris talked about your ability to adjust, and that was one of the most impressive things about your skill set. How is that translating to the big leagues right now? Do you feel like you've been able to see the pitch as well and that you're adjusting to big league hitting at the right pace?
Yeah, and you know, it is something that happens where I get called up and I've, you know, not played well. And you know, it's not what I plan to do every year, but looking back over the years, like it's happened every time. And you know, I planned on coming into the big leagues and hitting my stride and batting 300 like I've always done, but you know, it didn't happen like that, the start that I wanted. But you know, as it's gone across the last couple of weeks, like I've started to loosen up, figure out my swing, settle in. Like I said, when I'm tense or my muscles are tense, I lose my athleticism. I start rolling over a lot, hitting balls in the ground like I've been doing. But now it's starting to settle in, and I'm starting to see pitchers and realize that they're very hittable. It's just like any other league I played in. I'm able to get into it, finally, you know, get on time for the fastball and adjust to the off speed and be athletic enough to do that. But yeah, as of, you know, results wise, you know, it's not been great. I'm hitting balls decently hard, and I'm not really striking out a ton, but you know, I'm not doing what I want to do with the ball. With by me, what I mean by that is like hitting it in the air into the gaps. But I think I'm going to get really close to that. You know, hopefully today it, you know, I take a stride in the right direction. But you know, today in BP was really good, and I've been working with the hitting coaches every day, getting my swing, you know, back to what I do best. It's just like staying in the gaps and hitting the ball in the air. So it's been fun.
Is that what it is when you're working on something or working towards a goal? Like you said, you want to hit balls a little harder into the gaps, right? In the air too. Is it just small adjustments, the everyday work that you put in and trying to find the process that works for you? Is that what you're doing on the behind the scenes work, I guess I could call it, that people don't see?
Yeah, I think I don't even know if it's a mechanical problem with me. It always ends up, we go through mechanics, we talk through it every day for the, like a first couple of weeks, and then I've eventually figured out. But it's never really like, hey, your arm's doing this, and then I go in there and I just hit well. Like, it's usually a mindset, like, confidence thing, like, just go in there and trust that I have the bat speed and exit velocity to, like, do damage. Because when I try to do too much, I roll over. Like, that's what I've been doing. And, you know, obviously it's the big leagues, you got a big crowd, and you get in a tight situation. Like, I just squeeze the bat as hard as I can and, and, you know, hopefully get a hit, which, you know, obviously hasn't been working as well. But, you know, and my athleticism does take over at times. I'm able to squeeze one through or hit a line drive with the infield. But when I'm at my best, like, no matter what situation it is, I'm able to just stand tall and hit the ball in the air at high exit velocities or hit the gaps, you know, and line drives. But I think, like, it's coming along. Like, I think as it's gone the last couple of weeks, I've gotten more and more comfortable. I've faced real pitching. We've faced Martin Perez in Pittsburgh and, you know, guys that I've watched on TV the last couple of years. And I didn't feel overwhelmed. I didn't feel overmatched. So it's coming along well.
All right, Colt. Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Tigers Extra Innings Podcast. Catch new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday wherever you get your podcasts and on the Tigers podcast page.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.